Now, how many of you love the Lord? Let me see your raise your hand. Well, I believe about the same amount. Thank God. Now, let's get down to business about this matter. Sometimes I ask myself how much I love the Lord. Amen. How much of Him? Do I really love Him, Brother Ed, like I say I love Him? I mean honest about it. Let's just tell the truth about it. He said, if you love me, you will think about keeping my commandments. Huh? If you love me, you may keep my commandments. Huh? Am I missing that? If you love me, you will. Well, you said, what's... He said, if you love me, you will. You will. Are you listening to me? Testing. I don't believe you're listening to me. You've not got to get your eyeballs have them roll around. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Then he said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? And by this shall all men know you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Amen. Now, honest about it. When you ask yourself that question tonight, I want you to ask yourself, do I love the Lord? Have I told anybody about Him today? Have I handed out one gospel tract? I'm going to ask you again in just a minute, do you love the Lord? Love Him. Oh, I mean love Him. I don't mean just kind of fond of Him. I don't mean you've got a little cross around your neck and a little gold cross with a little crucifix. I don't mean that. I mean, do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Do you really love the Lord? I'm going to ask you that again. And before you stick up your hand in the air and just push that hand up there and that H2O, look back and ask yourself now, am I telling the whole truth when I put my hand up? When I stick my hand up and say, I love the Lord, do I really love Him? Now, I'm going to preach the message. This is not the message, but this is sure going to open the door for me to get into it. How many of you right now can say, Brother Blue, with all my heart, I love Him. I really love Him. They're going up a little slower. Psalms 97 tonight. Psalms 97. Open your Bibles, please. Psalms 97, verse 10. Ye that love the Lord. That's what you said you did, wasn't it? That's how many of you raised your hand and said, I love the Lord. How many of you? Come on, do it again. You said you're running that to the ground. No, I'm not. We're going to get down to that. Ye that love the Lord. Look out there what it says next. He said you hate evil. Amen. Folks, listen to me tonight. We've got to the place right now, we preach love and we say love, and that's right, we ought to love. But did you know, God bless your heart, there ought to be some things that the child of God really hates. Amen? Amen. I'm not talking about just saying, I don't like you. I don't like you. I ain't talking about that. I'm not talking about saying, I'm going to get my marbles and go home. You can't play with my paper dolls no more. I'm talking about God said, you hate evil. Amen. 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 Now that word's the strongest word we can use. He never said, you just kind of don't like. Hating is when your deepest emotions despise, detest, loathe. I cannot stand. Amen. Amen. We haven't got to the place today. We don't hate nothing. We like to talk about love, and that's good. But God said, if you love me, there'll be a mark on you. You will hate sin. Now then, we're going to take God's yardstick and find out whether we love the Lord or not. I don't know of a better yardstick to measure by, do you? There was a time in my day when the old-fashioned preacher got up, he'd thunder out against alcohol, the liquor traffic, the beer joints, and the dens, and the dives. But now you don't hear nobody say nothing, amen? It's an accepted beverage. We've dressed it up. When I used to bootleg, we called it liquor. Pop skull. Moonshine. Booze, amen? But now then, they take it and put a label on it, and the government says it's legal. And we put a label around it and put it in a store downtown with a glass front, and the lights are bright and flashing, and we'll pour it in a little glass with a long stem on it and drop a cherry in it and call it a cocktail. Amen. I went to a church not far from the Jack Daniel Distillery. And did you know many of the church members worked at Jack Daniel? You can bet your bottom dollar that was my first and last time there. Amen. That dear little pussyfooting, backpatting, compromising, Casper milk toast, corner cutting, panel pink, pink lemonade sipping society, rose water squirting, feather lagging, gag a maggot, puke a hound off a gut wagon preacher. Amen. Made me want to puke. I don't mean vomit. I mean puke. You said, oh, brother, but don't get upset. God said, hate it. Amen. And we walk around and said, ooh, I don't like that. I don't like that. We've become so passive. We've become so lucrative. We've become so sissified. Now, we don't even lift up our voice against nothing. We don't cry out. There was a day one or two grocery stores was brave enough to put beer in. Well, we backed off. We said, we won't buy groceries, Dad. And then they brought their lines a little farther, and they put their beer and their wine a little farther. And we said, well, I don't buy my groceries there either. And now we've backed up to the place that we can't say nothing. If the devil just come in and you buy your groceries and your beer, and there sits Bud Stupid, amen. 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 And we got to where some dumb, silly, gag-a-maggot church member said, we need the tax money. No, we just need some people that love God and hate evil. Amen. Call out! Spare not! Lift up your voice like a trumpet! And now we've got that little preacher that said, we're so glad to have you here. You are so sweet. Well, I can tell by looking at you folks, you're as mean as the devil. Amen. I don't care if you've got your pfft on, amen. I can tell by looking at you, and the devil's one of your first cousins. You don't hate nothing. You don't hate nothing. How long should you ought to get in front of the mirror and practice hating real good? Get your teeth together and start slobbering like a mad dog. You're not hating, amen? I hate. I can't stand. Oh, I hate bunch of silly Baptists. I get so aggravated. If I could find a jawbone of a jackass, I'd beat about half of you to death. Amen. Of course, there ought to be abundant, bountiful supply, as many as there around here, amen? How much of you say, well, I hate? How many of you hate sin? I mean, just hate sin. Now, I mean hate. I don't mean just dislike it. I mean hate it. When you drive by, legalize. That's the stupidest word I ever heard in my life. Legalized. Legalized whiskey store. State owned and operated. State owned? State owned? Whose taxes? Get your head up. I'll let you know when we're going to pray. Amen. So state owned makes it all right. Is that the way it is? No, God said wine is a mockery. Strong drink is a rage. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Now, he said not wise, and I'm not doing any injustice to the Bible. It means they're stupid. They're void of wisdom. They're void of knowledge. You say, why do you hate the liquor traffic so bad? My daddy was a bootlegger for years. I went to bed hungry so many times. Didn't have a bite to eat. I saw my mama, the only thing she had to fix for breakfast is to melt some lard, hog lard, in a pan. And maybe sop some bread through it to eat. My bedroom, the floor was rotted out and the end of my bed set on the dirt. I ran an apple core that a boy threw away over in the weeds. I was so hungry. He threw the apple core away and I saw it and I ran into the weeds and there's a broken fruit jar there and I stepped my heel down it like to cut my heel off. And I was so hungry I still ran like an animal to get the apple core and I ate it, seed and all. We sat around today and turned our head and stuck our heads in the sand like the ostrich. And we said, it's not hurting us. It's not bothering us. But the devil's already got his eyes on your little boys and girls. He'll make a drunkard out of every boy and girl he can. Amen. He'll wreck. Oh, the highways are painted red with the blood of innocent families from some glary-eyed drunk. I heard of when Tennessee voted in that real hard driving of the intoxication liquor law. I heard a lot of folks say, don't you think that's too rough? I don't think it's rough enough. I think it's silly. I mean, I'm for throwing the book at them. Amen. You say, what if it's you? I ain't going to do me. I ain't going to get none. I think it just comes. Listen, you think that's going to work? That ain't going to work. It'll maybe work a little while, the skier wears off. That'd be a same old thing, amen. Amen. Say, send us something about 3 years. Oh, is that too drunk? Oh, you'd be amazed how few drunks we have on the highway. Let me be the judge. When you said you don't talk like you like drunks, I love the man's soul that drinks it, but I hate the stuff that makes it. And I believe in a child of God, you ought to hate it too, amen. I believe you ought to hate the liquor. I believe you ought to hate sin. If it's in you, you ought to hate it. I believe if you're slipping and sliding and you're away from God and sin in your life, you ought to hate it. Don't make it right. You had a child of God, you ought to have a spiritual discernment that, oh, it's that mother. I hear those men begin to cry out from the pages of God's Word, and Isaiah said, I'm undone! Yeah. You ever got that word? Was it pretty when you got that one? Did you like it and you laugh when you got that one? I don't know. Now, if you can just see sin in somebody else's life and don't look good, you can't see it in your own life. Friend, you know there's work for that. In your home, in your family, in your church, if it's in your preacher, in your language, you ought to hate sin. Now, that don't mean you hate the sin.
Now, you know what? That was fine wine. You've got to hate the sin, but love the sin.
Uh-huh.
When you drive by that whiskey store down here, and you see all that booze, it all makes you want to grab up the rock and just throw right through the window. But you'll say, Lord, I like that old sin.
Yes,
amen.
Now, if you're going to just pay him along the merchandise, you need to get back up.
Yes.
I see folks that's so mixed up. Their mission, their elevator must not go all the way to the top of it. Their mission, he's free.
Yeah.
They started to hate the sin.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
Man.
Jesus loved sin.
Amen.
But he was angry with sin.
Yeah. Amen.
We are even angry at it. Ready? Don't get done about me and my family. Get away, old boogie man. Now that was the dumbest thing you ever done. Said your kids the boogie man would be. Why don't you say the devil's that to you? You ought to get your kids to wear one thing, the devil's that. I mean, look at that.
Amen.
Let me ask you, do you really hate sin? I mean, hey, I don't mean just kind of angry. That deepest emotion of saying, I hate. God said, if you love me, you do. We're having trouble like ours. Taking on different colors. That's just kind of running backwards. That's the way it is, isn't it? That if you love me, you'll hate evil. If you don't hate evil, you don't love me. Now you're already in the mind right there. You stuck up your hand and said you love God, but you don't hate nothing. You said, oh, all the me. All the me. Did you know the Bible says, let not the sun let up on your wrath? Now I used to think that meant get the blue cool thumb up there.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, you wasn't right all your life either. I used to think, I better not be bad for it. And the sun goes down. I sure got to get his thumb up there.
Amen.
I thought the chickens would get on there. But that ain't it. He said, let not the sun go down.
Amen.
Stay at high noon. And keep the son of wrath. Be angry, seen all the day. Stay angry around the clock of the devil and his
son.
You say, what do you all hate? You all hate sin.
Right.
Now get that. You ought to hate it in you. Is that right? That does work all the way around, don't it? You ought to hate it in you. You ought to hate it anywhere you see it. You ought to hate it. I mean, your blood ought to boil. Now, you do know what it is to get mad. Well, that's a stupid question. How many of you have ever, just been boiling? I don't mean simmering. I mean mad. Amen? Angry at. I hate that. Well, God said, I want you to feel that way about it. I want you to hate it. I want you to hate it. I want you to hate it. I believe we ought to hate sin. Now then, let's go a little further. Not only should we hate sin, but we ought to hate compromise. I believe one of the ugliest things that ever got in the church was the sin of compromise.
Yes, amen.
It was a sad day when preachers quit having a backbone. Look, in the sad hour when preachers started trying to pet everybody and try to get along with everybody, brother, when you preach the word, there'll be a crowd you won't get along with. The young preacher, I used to worry about that. Folks would say one day, buddy, I'll stay with you. Man, there's one thing you can count on. I'll be right here. I mean, buddy, you can just look around and I'll be here. And they'd tell me that. And then about 2 or 3 weeks later, I'd plow their corn right up real close. And their old lip would drop down and they'd pout. And then eventually I'd plow again and they'd leave. I couldn't understand that.
Folks will say, "Buddy, preach the truth." They mean preach the truth till it gets to me. Preach the truth till it gets up where I'm living. Amen. Preach it to them. Preach the truth to that deacon. Preach the truth to that preacher. Preach the truth to them folks over yonder, the message and the cover. But oh, now preacher,
I can get no money. That's shooting words on you too.
Amen.
A man that don't compromise will just fly a good straight deep river.
Amen.
And he don't care where the chips fall, he'll fall.
Amen.
And he'll just stand there and he'll just preach it like it is. He don't care whether you invite him anywhere or not.
Amen.
Whether you buy him a new suit. He don't care whether you step a 20 in his pocket.
Amen.
He just flies a good
deep river.
Amen.
Yeah.
I remember I went to a church that is a man, rich man. First Sunday morning, if I said that, he'll be left something in my hand. Of course, I looked at him, I thought, what did I do? And next Sunday morning, another $100. Next Sunday morning, another $100. Oh, yeah. But the next Sunday morning, I fly out just a little close to this. Now, the next Sunday morning, just a little man, that machine made it look off. The next Sunday morning, I just let the plow way on back. Till the beam was just touching the ground, just way on down. And then old gospel mules hooked into that and started flying. And I just plowed right. When he went out by me, didn't even shake hands. Fact is, I ain't seen him. Now, man that wants to be popular in the church, he'll tell you how good you are.
Yeah.
How that the church just cannot get along without you. Oh, you've been the sweetest thing since sugar was invented.
Amen.
And oh, where have you been all of my life?
Uh-huh.
Now that's a compromise.
Yeah.
But a good gospel, straight Bible preaching, non-compromising man, he'll love you, but he'll preach to you.
Amen.
He'll uncover you wherever you see that. He'll just plow.
Amen.
Good. Did you ever hear a man preaching? You just said, "Lord, God, somebody told me one." Come on, have you ever heard
that? Amen.
I remember about a kid, old man Kearney. Bless his old heart. The old man, he had a habit. Nobody ever had told him it was the old man that's the point. But I always said over here, "Old brother Kearney, do like this. I still see you. Just preach up a storm." And Eddie pulled right out. I said, "That's what Mama told him, son." I said, next Sunday, I'll move that midline. "Yes, Lord." I said, "I'll fix him. I'll move over on that side." I believe Father went on the floor. But you know what? You never could call him. You couldn't call him a compromiser. I can't stand a compromise. I detest a compromise. Folks, listen. If you're going to help me, plow up close to me. Amen. Amen. Plow up where I'm at. I go to a doctor and I'm sick. I don't want him telling how sick that fella is over there in the next examination room. I don't want to tell him what they're doing to that man over the operator. I want him to tell him what's wrong with me.
Amen.
"Hey, Doc, what's wrong with that person over there? What's the matter with me?"
Uh-huh.
I don't want him to tell me I got a cold when he knows I've got cancer.
Amen.
I don't want him to tell me it's an ingrown toenail when I'm about to have a heart attack. I want him to say, "Ed, you're about to have a heart attack, a stroke, a seizure." You couldn't call him a compromiser. I remember the first I catched a little beside my nose here. Old Doc in the woods, never will forget him. Boy, I never will forget him. Walked into his office, he examined it, and just as blunt as it ended your finger, he said, "You got cancer." Yeah, and I said, "You better have a chair where I can sit down." He said, "You got cancer."
And I looked at him, I said, what do you think you can do, Doc? He said, nothing much. No, Lord. I said, well, Doc, I don't know what to do.
And he operated on my nose, and I said, did you get it? He said, don't think so. Well, I'm glad he did. That was about 30 years ago, and he did. But what I'm saying is, nobody ought to stay in a church 5 minutes that's got a compromising preacher. You oughtn't expose your kids to a compromiser. When they get big enough to notice anything, they ought to know the preacher tells the truth. Amen. Just lays it out like it is. If you're guilty, say you're guilty.
Amen.
I know a preacher here a while back that done this, and you may not like it. You may say, I don't believe in that. But I'll tell you what he done. This man was there in the church, and the preacher was preaching, and this man was hollering, amen, amen, amen. Ever let the preacher scratch his head and follow him. That doesn't bother me. But after a while, the preacher got tired.
Uh-huh.
And he walked right up to his face and said, I know where you're still.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Not in the very room. I had a man in my church one time, boy, he already managed you up a song, but Lord God, hallelujah. Man, he was a shout there. And one morning, I mean, just one of them old gut and gallbladder messages, you know, this. And he got the choir warmed over there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you couldn't hear a word.
Uh-huh.
Going out the door that morning, I was shaking hands, folks back there, and one time I heard the fellow say to him, hey, Doc, said, what happened? You already met him. You were saying that. And he looked around at me and said, now I'll ask you a question. If a bulldog had you to see the bridge, you say, Sidney. I often wonder why folks will go sit down and hear a compliment. I'm honest with you, I cannot figure that out. Now, I have problems with that. He said, you shall know the truth, not half truth, not a little bit of it. He said, you shall know the truth. The truth, you'll know it. And the truth shall make you free. I cannot persuade me. Understand why anybody put money in a compromising church. That's a sin. That's evil and wicked. Amen. You ought to put a dime in it, not a penny. When you said the preacher stopped, let him stop.
Amen.
I'll preach his fool. You can't do that. Me and old Brother Charles will carry him. You don't have to get nobody else. Bury that sucker, amen. I ain't got no use for a compromiser. If you're one, stay away from me. I don't want nothing to do with you. My soul, I'd rather have ever flea in Florida on me to be around you. And Florida's got them too, ain't they? Come on now, shake your head, girl. Sit over like I don't know about Florida. I lived down there for 9 years. There's a lot of fleas in Florida, amen. Further on down, you get more of them. And you say, why, Brother Blue, our preacher's a good mixer. Well, right there, I ought to tell you there's something wrong in you.
Amen.
God never said I ought to be a mixer, separator.
Amen.
He said, well, they're not going to all love you. They didn't love him. What makes you think they're going to love you? Amen. If you live right, they ain't going to love you. They ain't going to like you. Amen. I'm tired of this crowd running around trying to get everybody to like them.
Amen.
Not everybody likes me. Somebody... I don't know whether since I was up here or not, Brother Charles, I heard my motor in my car begin to knock. I don't mean peck, I mean knock. I tried to get it fixed, and they couldn't fix it. Had to eventually tear the motor down, and somebody had put sand in my motor. They could dip just handfuls of sand out of it. You said, who done that? Well, I promise you one thing, it wasn't one of my friends. Amen. You remember about me telling you when I was up here before, somebody shot at me. And that wasn't one of my buddies either. Huh? And you say, well, my brother, what will happen if I live right? I'll tell you what. Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer for him. Never said it may happen. He said it will. Amen. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you start keeping the commandments of God, you'll be peculiar. You'll be an oddball, and the world won't like you. Amen.
don't like me. I know they don't like me. When they do start liking me, I'm going to go to the owner. When I start getting popular with the world, honey, I'm heading for the mourner's man. I know something's wrong in my life. Amen? Say amen. Nod your little pointed head or something. Folks, listen. The day the world starts liking me, I'm outside the will of God. Is that so? All right. So we ought to hate compromise. We ought to hate sin. I don't care where it's at. We ought to hate it. You raised up your hand and said, I love the Lord. He said, if you do, you hate evil. Now, it's just that clear. He said, if you do, you hate evil. He never said you'll start. He said, you do now. Amen. Now, you said, I don't know whether I do or not. He said, well, if you don't, you don't love me. See, this isn't a shouting message. This is a yardstick message. It's to hold up to the side of you and see whether you lied when you held up your hand and said, I love the Lord. I'm beginning to believe some of you right now wouldn't stick up your hands high as you did a while ago. You had the dirt nerve to stick up your hand and said, I love the Lord. And look around. Is there anything you hate? I don't mean dislike. I mean hate it. Hate it with every fiber of your being. Now, there's not many of you can say that, is there? Because you've been going around saying, love, 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 oh, love, oh, love. God said, okay, that's fine. But the other side of the coin said hate. Just hate. Now, I want to ask you a question. I ain't going to ask you to raise up your little hand. Don't raise it. I said don't raise up your hand. But just ask yourself right now and pretend I'm talking. Ask yourself what you hate. You got anything? What are you telling me? What do you think? No, I don't think this is like that. Come on. Come on. Tell me what you're going to say. What do you got? What do you got? Are you listening to me? What do you hate? Is there anything at all you hate? Well, keep quiet your neck by the body, you have an ice cream. That dick's riding the bicycle.
Yeah.
Folks, that's where we're at. Are you beginning to get the point?
Amen.
You know that lock side, don't
you? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus! Oh, hallelujah! Oh,
Amen. 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 Am I telling the truth?
That's the truth.
That's true. Now, honest, I believe that's so.
Yeah.
You're having a hard time of finding somebody who said, I hate that. I hate that with every fiber of my
body.
Are you going to have trouble with that? Huh? You are. There's not. It's hard to find something you hate. Have you found anything? Huh? Have you found something you hate?
Me and my wife were going through a state one time. We were driving hard. There'd been someone preaching. She was driving. You know, I was driving. I said, honey, turn the radio on. Maybe we can hear some preaching. Boy, we're going through one of those old towns, you know, down the country where preachers will run up in front of a microphone. They'll bring all the congregation to them, and they'll shout them to death, and they'll preach. So, and they'll come out, you know, they'll, boy, they'll preach and preach, and they'll shout. And they got it on just as they run another fresh preacher up, brother mine. He's fresh. He said, I don't know where it's at in the Bible, but I know it's in there. He's quoting something that's not even in the Sears Room up there. Now that wasn't so bad, but that bunch of nuts started shouting. Man, they was tearing that place apart piece by piece. Now that is willing ignorance. That's a man satisfied with being stupid. I heard a preacher say a while back, well, I'm just an old country preacher. I don't know, He did not tell me. He just thought, well, I knew he was cut off. I knew that boy was done. Somebody said to me, hey, you didn't have to, just talk a while. I didn't know. Woman turkey said, well, I never knew study none. I just let the Lord fill my mouth. I'm a woman if I like it.
Amen. God said, study.
Amen.
As newborn babe, desiring the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
Amen.
Got a bunch of Baptists sitting around that's still gone.
That preacher's too big for me. He goes by my head. That's what I'm getting being a runt.
Hey.
You don't have to be high. You're over the head in a runt. Poor old preacher. Running our crazy self to death, going to this and trying to keep him in a good mood. Running over here, drinking old strong coffee, eating a whole pile of donuts.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, you don't know what can happen, put him in the spotlight a few minutes, and
hey,
you don't pat him on the
back. Amen. Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
man.
Hey,
man. I'm going to go up. I'm going to be very bad to eat.
Our churches are full of people that's willingly ignorant.
Amen.
Been sitting on a pew 20 years, can't teach even a Sunday school class. Never growed that much. They're spiritually retarded.
Amen.
Spiritually retarded. You can just start talking about the most elementary things of doctrine. And folks say, oh, that doctrine. Mm-hmm. Well, you're just messed up right there.
Amen.
You ought to look in the book and see how much doctrine's in there. It's full of it. Amen. Amen. Did you ever see a daddy?
Company come and said to his little boy, said, son, let me get you a report card. The little boy just grinned. You go and get your report card back to daddy. Daddy said, boy, look at that. Daddy's coming to all the man and son. I'm so proud of you, boy. You're nothing good. Man, son, I'm so proud of you. That's my boy. We'll turn the coin right around. Can you imagine somebody coming to your house and you calling your boy and say,
This is my stupid son. Boy, this boy's so dumb.
Son, while our company's here, how about showing how dumb you are? Count to two.
One, don't tell me.
One. Don't tell me, I'll catch on a minute.
One,
five high. Can you just imagine a daddy taking his son's picture and putting the papers in? I want everybody to meet my stupid son. My boy is so dumb, and I'm so proud of him. Oh, brother, I want you to meet my stupid, ignorant, dumb, crazy son. Wait, I don't sing to
you. Now, are you ready? What can you do with your life?
Come on.
There's a lot of preachers that can be honest.
Yeah.
But I want you to meet my stupid
congregation.
They're so ignorant you can't get them to study. Oh, they carry a leather bound Bible in their arm. And they can boast how they're King James 1611 people. But oh, they won't study. They won't hide it in their heart. I work right here. That's what I love it. Oh, they like to stick a Bible under their arm and say, how by glory. They go to Bible and God said, love that word. Put it in your heart. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
We ought to hate ignorance.
Amen.
Amen. It's a sin to save.
Amen.
It's a sin to save.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I found out here a while back, my folks don't come to me. I'm not going to tell you how. Nobody will be out here. If you want to get the shock of your life, go in and listen to some Sunday school
teacher.
They'll bore you out of your
mind.
Well, I never got to study much last night. Well, that's only right there, is stupid.
Amen.
They ought to have enough sense to know that you don't get to Sunday school lesson ready on Sunday.
Amen.
It's a spread out time of the week to study the Bible there.
Amen.
And dig and read it and research. And search in the Word of God.
Amen.
To be ready to feed that class.
Amen.
If you're one of them Saturday night studies, you ought to resign.
Amen.
You ought to get up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Hello. You're a deep changer. Oh, you're not hot.
Yeah.
And you've not studied. And you've not searched and researched and ransacked the Word of God. Get all of those people.
Amen.
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 Hello.
Hey.
You said, I don't think I like you. Well, get blind, turkey. There's much for you. But you don't shake me up, my boy. See, I can't compromise. It hits me, I can't.
Uh-huh.
And it does hit me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stop preaching and go to the altar and repent something. You said, not with yes, sir. Preaching don't just work out that way. It works like
that.
Not me, it's him in me. God in heaven, you're just listening to me, you're listening. But if you listen to him, you're speaking through me. Hey, sin. Hey, compromise. Hey, willing ignorance. Willing. You ready? Hello. I believe you ought to hate. Laziness.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah.
You're old.
Amen. Yeah.
I don't mean nobody.
Amen.
I can't stand.
Amen.
God said, if you find something to do, do it with all
your
might.
Amen.
get with it like Cato does the first.
Yeah.
I mean, get in there.
Lost! Get out of the soul!
Amen.
Now, my precious wife, listen to me. She's a woman. She's got the traits of a woman. She's a woman that loves her husband. And that woman, she makes me so. She does. I don't know why. She keeps saying, "Ed, you ought to slow down. You're going to kill me." Now look at this. I probably would. I'm so tired out now. My legs are shaking. I was going to fall on the bed and have to get out. But Ed comes when I die. So if Ed, if you let me, you be my friend one day. One night he was standing there giving directions out. I found me a piece of people before about that long. He's leaning all 400 pounds of that shovel down. I drawled back and I knocked that shovel down like one of the fell off of that canyon. He knocked that stake down. He got hanging up in our spring. I got right up over and slobbered all over and said, "Get!" I don't mean labor, I mean shit! He had crawled out of his brain and was safe all over him. Got some joint on this one time. He said, "Buddy, I'm ready to go to work. What do you want me to do?" This is a true show that we got. The next day, we're going to have to start digging a ditch. 80 foot long. About so long. I said, "You mean that?" "Oh, yeah, yes, sir. I'm ready to go to work. Now, I can't just sit up here from here and not do nothing." And I led him back out to the little tube shed we had out there. We kept our tubes as we worked for work. And I opened the door and handed him a long hammer shed. He said, "What is that?" "Oh," I said, "work, man, work." "Well," he said, "I'm more of a treasure type of thing. I'm more of the, officer." I said, "We don't need no this. It's all positions are full." Amen. I said, "All we need is a big jug around on there, so wide and so deep and that long." Well, you never saw me wrong.
God set fire in the law of the heart. That is sin.
I didn't hear you. I say it one more
time. Fiber!
But we got folks that won't sit around, do nothing.
Yeah.
And when somebody else does, they'll get mad at
them. Amen.
And I said, "Well, I'm a preacher that had nothing. They'd be out there busy working. I'm sure I like them more than I like a lazy hunk of lard." Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to buy anybody a candy bar to be real. Amen. I just love folks that do this.
Yeah.
And I'm no use for them. Amen. And no use. I believe all hate sin.
Yes.
You know, I believe all hate compromise. I believe that. I believe all hate women and evil. And I believe all hate laziness in the church of the Lord.
Yes.
I believe it's time for the church to go to work.
Yes.
I don't mean look at work. I mean get in there and go to work.
Amen.
Stay in the church.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen. Not on the door. I mean, say, "Hey, preacher, can I mow the yard this week? Hey, preacher, there's something for me to do. I want to do it."
Uh-huh.
One old man, I went to Pastor Church. I'm going to close. I'm glad. I am. I'm glad.
I went to Pastor Church, and the old man came up in his wheelchair the next first Sunday morning. He said, "Now, preacher, you don't know me, but I've got a job around here that I do. Please, go take over from me." Well, I said, "Who was it?" He said, "You see, I don't have any legs. And I can't push a lawnmower. But every time they push me, every time they mow the lawn, I will be considered. And I can crawl all the way around the church. And I'll pick out the grass for a minute." He said, "Preach, I can't do nothing else." But said, "Oh, I'll do a good job if you'll do this." Oh, I'm so
sorry.
Hey! Take it off and brush it away. We got me and you get on the cussing book. Getting the church.
Come on.
They won't get me through that.
Uh-huh.
You can get me through that. I ain't gonna do that. You took your hand up and I said, I didn't do anything to me. You hate me. You're not just a man, you hate me. You're not a father, you hate me. Come on, this way.
I preached this message not long ago at a place and they wouldn't even come play the organ for me. I had one lady stick her tongue out at me and go, ooh. And I said, ooh, right back at you. Amen. Oh, my God. Look up here at me. Look up here at me. You're looking at an old, tired preacher, but look at me. Look at me. Folks, do you love the Lord? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Are you really angry at the devil and his works? I mean, honest. Don't kid yourself. See, I don't know whether you are or not. You're not raising hand. I ain't asking you to. But are you angry at anything? Does a Budweiser sign make you mad? Just mad. Huh? Play softly. They tell me music calms a savage beast. I believe I need some. Head blue. Head blue. Do you love the Lord? Ed, do you love the Lord? Lord, I want to love you more. Ed Blue, do you love the Lord? You want me to tell the truth, don't you? Huh? You're looking at me right now, ain't you? You're wondering what I'm going to say. I got to tell the truth. Not like I ought to. I ought to love him more. If I did, I'd hate sin and evil more. I really would, wouldn't I? Ed, you love the Lord. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Every Christian praying. Here's that question again. I'm going to ask you something. And then I want you to raise your hands this time if you do. How many of you love the Lord? Take them down. I wonder tonight, before we give the invitation, if there's how many lost people here. I wonder if there's one person that said, Brother Blue, I'm lost. I don't know the Lord. I don't know Him. I don't. I really don't. I ought to, but I don't. I wish I did, but I don't. Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me? If you're lost, if you don't know Christ, would you raise your hand? I know the message has not been to the lost sinner. I know that. But will you raise your hand and say, pray for me if you're lost? Then how many tonight will have to say, Preacher Blue, that message has caused me to see I don't love Him like I ought to, and I don't hate sin like I ought to hate it. Preacher, I'm so ashamed I've drifted to the place of accepting sin in a pretty good light. I wonder how many God's dealt with your heart tonight, and you say, God spoke to me about this matter, and I don't hate it like I ought to. I don't love Him like I ought to. I wonder how many of you raise your hand and say, God's dealt with me tonight. God spoke to me. God showed me where I'm at. Take them down. My Father, my sweet, loving Father. A lot of folks ought to come to the altar tonight. And Lord, help them not to come down here and make a mockery out of this altar. If they're coming for business, fine. But if they're not going to come for business, Lord, don't let them come. But God, on the invitation tonight, help people that mean business to get on their knees and say, Lord, I want to love you more. But, oh, God, put a hatred in my heart for sin, for everything that's evil and wicked. In Jesus' name, amen. While we stand together, while we sing. You mind God now. I'm not going to twist your arm. You do what you know you ought to do. Sing it. Just a moment before we sing another verse, every head bowed, every eye closed. I want to ask you something. Have you minded God tonight? Have you really minded the Lord tonight? Would you raise your hand if you have? If you know in your heart you've been obedient to God, you've done what He said to do, would you raise your hand tonight? If you know you have, if you've searched your heart and done what God told, would you raise your hand right now? Take them down. How many tonight will have to say, Preacher Blue, I haven't. There's some things that's still undone in my heart. Needs to get right with God. Would you raise your hand? Not right, Preacher. Come on, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Yes. Yes, amen. Our Father, there's many others that ought to come. In this next verse, help them to do so. Sing it, brother. Have thine own way. To have His way in your life? Are you really honest tonight with God? Do you want Him to have His way in your heart? Wounded and weary. Charles, sir, would you come, please, and conduct and continue any part of the service you feel that God will have you to, and then
continue the song. Go ahead. Sing another verse for us. Just a moment, would you please? I hope and pray tonight that you find something in your soul that you really hate more than anything. You ought to hate sin. Ought to be some things that you really have convictions about. Lord spoke to my heart yesterday, and he said to me, just as clearly as I know I'm standing here right now, he said, would you die for me? Well, you know, that's quite a question. That came into my soul. He said, would you die for me? What'd you answer him, preacher? What'd you say? I said, Lord, by your grace, if you want me to die, I'll die. If that's what God wants, I'd die for him. But it'd have to be his grace, because when the hour came, I know the flesh would want to run. I know I'd want to get out of it, and I know I'd want to live. You talk about a humbling experience. A man would really have to humble himself down to do that. That's what Jesus did in Philippians 2. He humbled himself and became obedient to death. I'll die. Would you die for him? That's what they said to Polycarp. 86 years he knew him. He said, he never forsake me. He's always been my friend. He said, I'll die for him. And he died. They took Ignatius and took him and threw him to the lions. He died. The Christians, as Jack Chick talked about, died in Yugoslavia. They died. Christians died in Germany. They died. Christians died in France. They died. They're going to die in this country. If Jesus doesn't come soon, folks, you're going to see the blood of your sons flowing.
Yep, you're right again.
They're going to die. The message he preached tonight convicted my soul deeply. Now listen to me. He brought a message on compromising preachers. I hate them. God being my witness tonight, I despise them. Isaiah said, the people said, give us somebody that'll speak smooth words to us. Smooth words to us. How much easier would it be to build a big congregation, give you slick talk and smooth words and a nice, sweet radio ministry and smooth talk? No, no, that's not what they want. He's on there now, and he said he has what the people want to hear. They kicked the preaching off for the music. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's what the people want to hear. That's where we are today, friends. Amen. Compromise. Folks, you're going to be put to the test. Do you really believe? Are you really a believer? You're going to stand for the book. You're going to stand for the faith. Do you love the Lord with all your soul? I pray that Jesus comes and I can get caught out just like that, gone to meet him. That'd be so nice. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful to never go to another graveyard, to never see another sickness, to never have to watch somebody dwindle away and then die? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to just go? But God may call on all of us to suffer and die. Amen. I'm no better than Polycarp. I'm no better than Ignatius. I'm no better than Cranmer, and I'm no better than the rest of them. No better. God may call on us to die. And if he does, I know that the very moment if they chop my head off or they shoot me or hang me, I know the moment my soul leaves this old body, I'll be with Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's a few things I'd like to see happen, though, before that happens. Amen. I'm not getting out of this world alive. I'm going to be with the Lord. I know that. And I think God may be preparing us for the worst. I don't know. But I tell you what I've seen, friends. I have. This is one of the few left that preach.
Amen.
Amen. They have gone down to the pit. They've quit. No convictions. Don't preach anything. And the people, you know why? That's what the people want. Give us something smooth. Give us something slick. Be easy on us. Don't preach hard. Ease up. Quit preaching so hard. Don't be so mean. Don't be so mad. God bless your soul. Remember this, Christian. You know what Mom and Daddy used to listen to. You know the word that used to be preached in this country. And you know the same God that they went out to face. You're going to go out to face. And God's going to call you on the carpet, and you're going to have to give an account for the preaching that you put up with. I don't believe in supporting a compromising church and a compromising preacher. And if your preacher compromises and your church compromises, get out of it.
Yes, sir.
You don't have any right to stay in it. None whatsoever. Amen. One more verse if no one comes. Then you close the altar call tonight. Come on. Come on. Thank you, brother. Thank you for the message. Thank you for what you said. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to take up an offering in just a moment for him, a love offering, and this is the way he's supported. He's an evangelist. He preaches the word, and he could have given you a slick, smooth talk tonight and possibly taken a little more money from some people who would give it for a slick, smooth talk, but he preached the book, and God's going to bless him for it. You know that in the Civil War, they would, the spies and the couriers would hide the orders within their chest, and they would risk their very life crossing enemy lines to carry secrets that they had found on the other side. And some of them died. One of them was Nathan Hale. He said, "I regret that I have but one life to give for my country." That was a man. God bless your soul, that was a man. I have something far more precious than an enemy secret. Do you know that 99 9/10 of the Gentile Christians in this world don't have near the respect for that book that the Jew does? Would you die for it? There's your faith. You don't have that, you don't have any faith. You thought the Baptist church was your faith, didn't you? The preacher. You thought what Mom and Daddy taught you. Folks, don't you realize that they'd have no faith if it hadn't been for that?
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You realize you hold the only holy thing up on the face of this earth when you pick up that book? That's the Holy Bible. That is God's Word. That's my faith. Right there. I hide it in my heart that I might not sin against God. Right there, that book. So you're a bibliolater. I don't worship a book. But his word is esteemed above his name.
Amen.
And that's his word.
Amen.
Right there.
Amen.
And it's alive.
Amen.
Let's have a word of prayer. Let's have a couple of men please go back to the back. A couple of you men, would you please take one of these little offering plates and let's give an offering for the brother. Okay, you two fellows. Just going back to the door there. We'll have a word of prayer and you folks will be at liberty to go. Pray for the brother now. Pray the Lord gives him strength to get through the meeting with us, okay? And the Lord continues to bless him in his ministry and takes him on wherever he's going to next. All right, let's have prayer and you'll be dismissed to go. Brother Gary Williams, please dismiss us in prayer. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes.
I'll be afraid what man can do, Father. Lord, I thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity to hear this man, Father. To hear you speak through him.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, yes, Lord, yes.
Lord, help us to listen to you. Lord, help us to listen to your voice. If there's nothing to say, Father. God, I pray that you bring conviction to our hearts and our lives, Father. We listen to this. Just walk out of here. Just another church service, Lord, that we will realize, Lord, that we heard the right.
Yes.
Lord, that you must be given, must be required, Father. And we heard more truth again, Lord, and come here to fire us, Father.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that this church, Father.
Yes.
This church, not any of them, listen right here, Lord.
Yes.
That we be a man, Lord God, in the community, in the state, in the country, Father. Lord God, that we stand for you.
Hallelujah.
The Father, the compromisers,
no.
Go to church, and just Sunday Christians, Lord. the Lord, if we have a church, Father, that we
all yes.
have the Lord in these last days. And God, would you call on anyone?
God bless. God bless. God bless. Hallelujah. God grant. No, no way.
God, I pray for Brother Blue, Father. I pray that you give him strength. Lord God, lift him up. God, help him have a good night's rest tonight, Father.
Yes.
Give him the message you need to preach to us tomorrow night, Father.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that you still are high, Lord.
God, bless your holy name.
God, I need it. Lord, I just pray that you bless him and help him, Father. Lord, I pray that you bless each person here. Lord, help to leave this church building, Lord, outside of these walls in the name of the field, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, for our hearts and our souls. Do the work that you said before, Father. Help us be strong. Help us to hate you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, help us not to be lazy. Help us to work hard and be laborers to leave. Father, I just pray that you bless everything that was done here, Father, tonight for your honor and glory.
Yes.
God, help us to come back tomorrow night, Father. For your sake, in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Let me just say one word and I'll let you go. I didn't mean to extend the service, but there's something I'd like to say to you. I believe God wants to give us revival, Brother Sean.
Amen.
I believe that. I feel
Amen.
In my heart God wants to give us revival. Will you make this a matter of real prayer tomorrow, tonight? Pray that God will meet with us in a special way tomorrow.
Amen.
And pray for me. I need your prayers. A lot of
Amen.
Folks think I try to be antisocial. That's not so, Brother Sean.
Oh, I know that.
Physically, I'll probably maybe stay in a bit. The bigger portion of the day tomorrow. I'm just wore out. I'm literally worn out. So pray for me. I'm not trying to stay away from you. I just don't feel like doing anything. So just pray for me.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.